Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 23, Scene 4. The Wives of the Vedic Brahmanas Exemplify Bhagavad Gita, 1866. The wives of the Brahmanas entered the forest of Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna, which was verdant with vegetation and newly grown vines and flowers. Within that forest, they saw Krishna and Balaram engaged in tending the cows along with their very affectionate cowherd boyfriends. The wives of the Brahmanas saw Krishna putting on a garment glittering like gold. He wore a nice garland of forest flowers and a peacock feather on his head. Krishna was also painted with the minerals found in Vrindavan, and Krishna looked exactly like a dancing actor on a theatrical stage. The wives of the Brahmins saw Krishna keeping one hand on the shoulder of his friend, and in his other hand, Krishna was holding a lotus flower. Krishna's ears were decorated with lilies, and Krishna wore marks of tilak and was smiling charmingly. With their very eyes, the wives of the Brahmanas saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of whom they had heard so much, and who was so dear to them, in whom their minds were always absorbed. And now they saw Krishna eye to eye and face to face. And Krishna entered within their hearts through their eyes. The wives of the Brahmanas began to embrace Krishna to their heart's content, and the distress of separation was immediately mitigated. They were just like great sages who, by their advancement of knowledge, merge into the existence of the Supreme. As Supersoul, living in everyone's heart, Lord Krishna could understand their minds. They had come to him despite all protests of their relatives, fathers, husbands, brothers, and all the duties of household affairs. They came just to see Krishna, who was their life and soul. They were actually following Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita that one should surrender to Krishna, giving up all varieties of occupational and religious duties. The wives of the Brahmanas actually carried out the instruction of Bhagavad Gita in total. Krishna therefore began to speak to them, smiling very magnificently. It should be noted in this connection that when Krishna entered into the hearts of the wives of the Brahmanas, and when they embraced him and felt the transcendental bliss of being merged with him, the Supreme Lord Krishna did not lose his identity, nor did the individual wives lose their identities. The individuality of both Lord Krishna and the wives of the Brahmanas remained, yet they felt oneness in existence. Just as when a lover submits to his lover without any pinch of personal consideration, that is called oneness. Lord Chaitanya has taught us this feeling of oneness in his Shikshastaka. Krishna may act freely, doing whatever he likes, but the devotee should always be in oneness or in agreement with the desires of Krishna. And that oneness was exhibited by the wives of the Brahmanas in their love for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.